I mean, like, it's just, like, going on to 2026 and 2027, 2028, I mean, I just think that's too far. I don't see the urgency, Minister, in relation to the executive in Galway City or Galway County Council. I don't think it's acceptable for you to come in as Minister and tell me that in the lifetime of this government that there's going to be 85 houses built, affordable houses, and they're actually going to be a planned affordable housing development. So, like, that's at best. I'll just give you an example, Minister. I'm sure you're very familiar with it yourself. Galway, in relation to Cork, Cork City Council and Cork County Council, they have 8 schemes of affordable housing underway at this moment in time, and they're moving on to the next 8. We're a population of 200,000, and you're telling me 85 houses in the lifetime of government for affordable? I mean, seriously, it's not credible. And I'm not going to be able to, you know, I'm not going to be able to go back to Galway City and give them this message, because there'll be riots in the street. It's very, very disappointing. And all I plead with you, Minister, is I plead with you and your department to contact the officials in Galway City and Galway County Council and work with them and see can we provide more affordable housing. I have acknowledged in my contribution that there's significant social housing. I have acknowledged that. But if you look at in comparison to Limerick or Cork, I've given you the information there in relation to Cork. It's absolutely factual. And I have to say, Minister, I'm disappointed with the answer, to be honest.
With all due respect, Senator, I think that the priorities around housing delivery in Galway City and County Council is a matter for Galway and City and County Council. Our government sets the policy agenda through Housing for All, but it's really down to the local authority in terms of it, of the balance it strikes in terms of social housing delivery, affordable housing delivery, and that's a matter for the elected members to prioritise as well. So, again, I would stress that point back to the local authority. If you feel they're not delivering enough in relation to that, it's really a matter for the local authorities to drive a more ambitious agenda. You know, as I said in closing, our department won't be found wanting in terms of funding schemes. There's also the first home scheme, the affordable purchase scheme. So there's a range of schemes there through under Housing for All that we're delivering, as well as Cuicona, and we look at the other options available there towards town centres first around infill delivery of housing. We should be looking at innovation in the urban centre itself. I think that's critically important. But really, it's a matter for the local authority to set the agenda. And I'll take back the points you've raised to our department in terms of further engagement with the local authority and to try and achieve a greater balance and greater ambition, because certainly we'll fund that ambition.